Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Well, welcome back to Berg Vivant, everyone. I'm Mike Vizzelli.
And I'm Lonnie the Theater Lady.
Okay, there you go. Speak for yourself. And we just saw By Lisa Crone over at Off the Wall Theater in Carnegie.
Running through December 28th.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
And we haven't had one moment to talk about this. We came here in separate cars after we just saw it. And
the show is meta, huh? It's very meta. Do you know what I mean by meta?
I don't know that term. Is that in the Greek alphabet? I don't know.
I think it is, but I don't think that's what we mean by it. It's like metatextual, metaphysical, meta something, okay. It's outside of itself. It's odd. It's aware of itself. It's third wall breaking.
I liked the way the set looked so phenomenal when you came in. It was the cutaway the mother
in her apartment.
Anne Crone's living
Anne
room.
Lisa Crone's mother in the autobiographical. Oh, yeah, that's what we're saying. Okay, cheers to that.
And it was really, I read a little bit about it before I saw the play.
She did her homework.
And I didn't realize how autobiographical this would be. So many plays that we see, of course, the playwrights pull from their own life's experiences.
Right, and they veer off a little.
Right, but this was pretty authentic for what I read about. And Lisa's mom was
Anne, played again by
Virginia Grunert.
Yes.
And Lisa was Dana Michelle Griffith.
Yes.
She was wonderful, as was her mom.
You know what? Virginia. It was very... The talent in this show, the talent was amazing.
Oh, the cast was remarkable.
Yeah.
Linda Haston, who, of course, you know, everybody knows,
fan.
I love her.
Oh, my God.
And she did a spectacular job. She played...
Waiting at the stage door, this one. Linda, over here! We love Linda, too, though.
I wasn't that bad.
Okay.
Or maybe I was.
Okay, go on.
Here we go again.
Sorry. This is so good.
And she played several roles, including children's roles.
Yeah,
and adult roles.
I don't normally like when adult actors play children...
But she did it well.
See my last review when we hear on this thing. But Linda Haston did it. She did a really good job.
As did her, what do you call it? Co-actor in some of the children's scenes?
Oh, yes.
Alan Bomar Jones.
Oh, yes. Alan Jones did a really good job, too.
And he is such a sophisticated man. If you ever speak to him off the stage, and when I was watching him on stage tonight and how he completely lost himself in many of those roles... altering the way he walked and talked and moved. Mm-hmm. It was really wonderful to see. And those two played off each other really well, I thought, too.
Speaking of that, though, Tony Bingham, who we've seen all around town, did the same sort of... Once again, he does that structural thing where, like, his whole face changes when he switches from one character to the next. There were a couple of scenes where... They move pretty quickly between characters.
And Linda, afterwards, I talked to her, and she said, behind stage, we had no idea how fast they were running back and forth, changing their clothes,
Oh, God. It would have been really fun to see From reverse.
Yes.
Because,
from backstage.
Yes. Because
like curtains.
Like curtains. Was it curtains?
I think curtains. You saw it from behind the scene, didn't you?
No, curtains is the one where they murder
people. Oh, that is. Yeah. Okay. One of them.
One of them. Whatever. Whatever. We're not reviewing that. We're reviewing well.
But back to Tony Bingham.
Yes. Back to Tony.
I loved all of his characters, of course. Mm-hmm. But when he played the nurse in the allergy clinic.
Mm-hmm. Male nurse, the allergy clinic. Mm-hmm.
And when he put on that slight Chicago accent, because this is, it was Michigan.
Michigan.
Where it took place, because that's where Lisa Crone grew up. But he put on that kind of Midwest, Chicago, Minnesota type accent. I thought that was great. And I noticed that Virginia Wahlgruner did that a bit, too. She did a little bit of that Michigan accent that I thought made it pretty authentic. I like that because that's not how she speaks.
I was so enthralled with the characters and the play that I didn't really even notice that.
I was noticing
the accents.
Odd
because I usually catch stuff like that. I'm usually better than that. but no, what describing the play is a little difficult though.
It was, they kept saying.
They kept telling you what the play was about.
And they kept telling you it was what it wasn't. It's not a play. This is not a play. It's
but
an
it
exploration.
But it was.
But the exploration was Lisa Crone had hired several actors to come in.
That's
and
the premise. That's the...
Kind of tell the story that she wanted to tell. And the story was basically answering the question... What is well? How do you get well? Is well just a physical health or the well of the community? And what was interesting, I don't know if you knew this. I didn't mean that part. I mean that she, as a child, actually did go to an all-black school because her mother wanted her to experience integration and experience other. So all these characters that she was talking about and letting us see a part of were people that she met, children, students that she met in the school. It was 3 years later after she was sent to this school that Michigan made it mandatory to integrate schools.
I see.
So her mother, as a community activist, was trying to heal the community. That's why she wanted to live in a black neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And that's why she made such good friends with her neighbors and had really close relationships with them in real life, as was portrayed in the play. I read about that.
Oh, see, she did her homework.
But I thought that was interesting. But we're forgetting some of the characters. We're forgetting Susie.
I don't know who you mean.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to cheat because I just met her. Susie McGregor Lane.
Oh, of course. Oh, she played Joy. Joyless Joy.
And I love that.
That was a fun character. Spoilers.
We can say it. They said she was in this allergy clinic also. And when they said, what is your name? She said, Joy.
Kind of like
got a
Eeyore.
Big laugh.
Yeah, it was a fun moment. That's the thing. I think they're trying to make some intellectual, debate. There's an intellectual debate in the play, but really, it just boils down to an interaction between a mother and daughter and what they're really, and how that relationship is difficult, even if you have a good relationship.
And their relationship wasn't bad, but it wasn't so good because...
Right. Well, all relationships are complicated.
It was very complicated, and it was more complicated due to the mother's illness.
Right. This
undefined
illness.
And apparently, for Lisa Crone growing up, and Dana Griffith playing the character, this made her angry because she thought, as not just her mom, but the entire maternal family were all ill with these
undiagnosed ailments. Yes.
And then she, of course, made herself well.
Right.
Which,
you know what, though? It spoke a lot about what it's like to be part of a family and to see your family from the inside and then to see your family from the outside, which, even though it's not a holiday piece, a lot of people will be dealing with that over the next couple of days.
That's true.
A lot of people will be flying home and having to come back to their family after being gone for a while. And a lot of people will be dealing with those same issues. So even though it doesn't mention holiday, it seems perfect for the holidays to me. Because you're a different person with your family.
And she did bring that out.
Right.
Like, your character brought that out. You
kind of regress to an earlier state. You know, I can have rational conversations with anybody on this planet but people in my own family.
I hear you. And we didn't
even
mention
you.
We didn't mention the director, Melissa Hill Grandy.
Oh, yes.
Who for 5 years was the associate artistic director at PICT.
Oh, I like PICT too.
Yeah. And she has 3 theater degrees, very accomplished. I think the directing was clear. Yeah, and that had to be a lot of work. And stage managing this had to be a terrific amount of work. Erica Cuenca did that.
Our friend Erica Cuenca did the stage direction there, yes.
And Scott Nelson did the lighting. And this is one of those plays that you did notice the lighting because it was often even referred to.
Yes.
For example, you're standing in a spotlight, not a soundproof booth. Of course I can hear you.
There's some really funny moments. It's not a grueling diatribe about a woman trying to explain what her life with her family was. I don't want people to get the impression that it was some, you know, monolithic piece where somebody just like, I don't know how to feel or relate with my family. No, there's a lot of humor in her spirit.
I would call it a comedy drama.
Comedy drama.
I mean, there were some very serious themes and serious moments, but there were also a lot of really funny moments. One of my favorite moments is when she was talking about she being Lisa Crone, played by
Dana
Griffith, who, by the way, impresses me every time I see her.
Every time. And
today,
and she's been in a lot of stuff lately. We saw her in Zero Hour. I then saw her in Mother with a hat. And then, and now this, like, she's been going from one project to the next.
And she just does everything so naturally. And one moment, just as we do, one moment she's just talking and conversational. The next moment she's agitated. The next moment she's pensive. And it was, she just
amazes
me.
You need a lot of those
levels. And she does that. Her levels just go from
top to bottom. It's interesting. I had a conversation with her after the show today. And she said, I said, what did you think of the play when you read it? And she goes, I didn't really kind of figure it out until I saw it. And I was like, well, that's interesting because I could see reading it would be, I could see how difficult reading this play would be as opposed to actually seeing it.
Yes, because that's the other thing that I thought was really, really fun. I have never seen this before in a play. I have never seen where the actors at certain points during the play are no longer supposed to be actors. They are themselves, and they're being called by their own given names.
Yes, which
as
I think,
themselves,
yes.
And it shows.
And so they have to portray the character of themselves at a point, which is probably more daunting than playing someone else.
Yeah, they just had to be actors.
Tony Bingham had to be Tony.
Linda had to be Linda. And everybody had to be everybody.
Yes.
That was cool.
That was interesting. And there's I don't want to spoil it. There's a nice little moment. A little oh, I'm spilling my. I'm wasting
for
good
a change.
Alcohol. there was a nice moment where that joke gets continued one step further.
Tell your aunt I'm not so bad. I didn't say anything nasty when you did that.
Oh my god.
But I'm trying to think. We talk about Virginia and how sweetly she played that mother role? She just played it so sweetly that you could see how when the actors were no longer characters and they were themselves as, you know, the actors that were doing this play, how they all kind of fell in love with her and
accepted.
And you could see why, because she had this very soft, tender side to her.
Right, and
was
she
very
was
sweet.
Very welcoming, and, you know, there was a nice,
And I think
that.
it it's interesting because I think Virginia herself in real life has a lot of that sweetness. Right. She certainly...
But I can see being annoyed by the person that she played. I can see how...
Because of the illness, of course.
Because it's an undefined illness and it's... And you just want to go, is it just laziness?
Hard to be around.
Is it just real lazy? Let's face it. Was that character just plain ass lazy?
No, she had allergies.
Allergies. to doing shit.
That's it.
Yeah, we call that lazy at my house.
But I enjoyed the way the play was written. I thought it was very unique and creative.
It's a great theatrical experience.
It was.
Oh, there it goes.
It was enthralling.
It was a great theatrical experience.
It was, from start to finish, from everything, every bit of it. The sets, the actors, the play itself, the direction, everything.
And something to really, what I like about going to live theater is you get an experience.
Right.
And this is an experience, and this is something you would talk about, and you would, you know.
The other thing that made it so much fun that I forgot that, and I don't think it's a spoiler. If it is, Brian will edit it out.
Okay.
But
hear that, Brian?
How so often the audience was addressed and
brought
into it. As
it wasn't
a part
quite
of
Tony and Tina's wedding, but
no,
the audience was.
We were addressed.
Addressed.
It wasn't interactive.
It wasn't interactive, but it was. It was, the characters were aware that there was an audience.
And made us know that they were aware that they were there.
Which was interesting.
And at one point, did anybody meet your eyes at one point when they were asking a question? Or?
Oh, no, did that happen to you?
Yes, it did, and I got a big smile.
Oh, nice.
From a very handsome actor.
Oh, see how you are?
That is how I am. You're right. So did we miss anything?
I don't think so. The play was well. Carnegie
and
off
they
the
did
wall
it
theater.
Well.
They did it very well.
And you'll feel well if you see it. You'll be happy you spent your time to
well,
do so.
Well, well, well.
So we agreed.
Oh my.
Finally.
When now that's your big well right there.
Merry Christmas.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.